This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 10th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. No Child Left Behind turns 6 years old this week. Now that President Bush is about to enter his final year in office, he's trying very hard to get NCLB reauthorized. But why? Cato's Neil McCluskey, author of the book Feds in the Classroom, suggests that despite NCLB's failure to achieve its stated purpose, President Bush believes it to be an important part of his domestic legacy.
The law was supposed to be reauthorized, actually, last year, but didn't get reauthorized. And for those people who like No Child Left Behind, the good news is that it carries over automatically into this year. One of the people who's leading the charge to reauthorize it, and it's not much of a charge, but trying to lead a charge to reauthorize it, is Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts, who was one of the major movers of the law in 2001. And he continues to vow to reauthorize the law, but with more flexibility for states, and his big thing, which is a lot more money. Now, NCLB already increased or spending for the programs that fall under it from the previous law by 40%. We're talking about now, I think it's around $27 billion we spend on No Child Left Behind, maybe it's $24 billion. But more than 40% increase. But Ted Kennedy likes to say that you can't reform education, quote-unquote, on a tin cup budget. And so his promise is that they're going to reauthorize the law with more flexibility and especially a lot more money. Most people, though, don't think that this law has any chance of being reauthorized. This year, it's a presidential election year. It's a very volatile topic. Many people, for many reasons, don't like No Child Left Behind. They don't think anybody's seriously going to touch it, despite Ted Kennedy's promises.
Who is defending it currently, and why?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, the president and the secretary of education are defending it because George Bush, I think, wants to make No Child Left Behind his big legacy, especially in domestic policy. I mean, in foreign affairs, and probably his biggest legacy is going to be the war on terrorism. And at the very best, you can say for him that that's not warm and fuzzy. I mean, people will disagree whether or not fighting in Iraq and how he handled the war was good or bad. But nobody wants war to be what people remember the most for, or all they remember them for. And he's trying very hard to make how much he cares about children and how much he says he's improved education for them a central part of his legacy. So he's going around the country, going to tout the law, try to get it reauthorized. And then Ted Kennedy and George Miller, who is sort of Ted Kennedy's equivalent in the House, a Democrat who helped pass the original law, they're for it with changes. Some Republicans, Mitt Romney has said he thinks it's a good law, very important, would give more power to the states, but he's come out for it. Mike Huckabee may or may not be for it. And most of the Democrats running for president are actually against it, saying at the minimum it was a well-intentioned law, but it's got to get rid of most of the testing, and it has to have a lot more money. And many of the leading Democrat candidates don't even go that far. They just said it's a terrible law that's punitive, that's unfair to school districts, and it should be eliminated. But there should still be a lot more money coming from Washington.
The support from Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, however tepid it might be, seems odd given that it's an anti-federalist piece of legislation that really greatly enhanced the power of the federal government.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, No Child Left Behind was really groundbreaking in that it was a Republican president who was the primary mover for it. It used to be that, still is largely the case, that Republicans believe that education is a state and local function, not the federal government's job. But there are a lot of Republicans who, for a few decades now, have made standards and accountability the center of what they think is proper education reform. So for a long time, it was states would set standards in various subject areas and would require kids to take a test to either to get promoted in the next grade sometimes or to graduate or just to gauge how schools were doing. And so people like Mitt Romney and Huckabee, they think that this sort of standards and testing is a great way to reform education. there's not a lot of evidence this is the case, but this is what they believe. And so even though No Child Left Behind violates federalism in very basic ways, they're certainly not going to badmouth No Child Left Behind completely because it's a Republican president pushed it, and they like standards and accountability, and they probably think that the federal government should be forcing states to implement tests and have standards to get federal money. They don't want to come out and say that definitively because they're still running for a Republican nomination, and lots of Republicans don't think that's the case, but they seem to believe it. Democrats, on the other hand, this law is much less popular with Democrats in general. And if you hear what the presidential candidates are saying on the Democrat side, most of them are against No Child Left Behind. They think it's much too punitive and much too restrictive on schools. And then they always add in that there needs to be a lot more money spent on it. And that is because they have to be responsive to teacher unions who hate the law because it does try to hold them accountable to some extent, and it restricts what freedom they have in their classrooms. And so Democrats do greatly hate the law, but they'll still say nice things about it because nobody wants to come out completely and say, well, we should leave children behind. But there is this sort of surprising contradiction where Democrats used to like the federal government being involved, but don't love accountability, so they tend to dislike the law. And Republicans used to always say the federal government should be out based on the Constitution, but they want to seem tough and kind of pro-education, so they like No Child Left Behind. It's become very confusing.
Neil McCluskey is Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom and author of the book Feds in the Classroom. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can also check out weekly videos available at our website, cato.org.